Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. And guys, we have a great show for you today. It's one of those shows where we're going to do a little thinking today and see if what we think is happening is actually happening. I know that doesn't make much sense to you, but I tell you now that there is so many things we got going on. And there are so many things that we need to get done. And I don't know if we are on the right page. But, you know, it is what it is. We got to move forward and see if we can make things happen on a positive level in our community. Want to say, first and foremost, that there's been a lot of things going on with this show. And we're trying to make sure that what we have content-wise on this show is going to be something that's going to be beneficial to the community, because that's what this is about. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, I really look forward to the conversation we're going to have today. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships between men and women. And we're going to get a little grimy, but it's not going to be distasteful. It's going to be conversation that we need to have. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Also, we're going to talk about what's going on nationally. Smoke screens, guys. There's smoke screens, and there's so many things going on right now that we need to really look at changing in our communities. And I just don't know if we are taking the right approach. 646-716-7106. And we're going to talk about a little bit about what direction the radio show is going into. I got so many things going on, guys, so many things I want to do. We're going to talk about the Independent Arts Festival, because we will have one this year. It might be a little later than we normally have it, but we will have one. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some other things that we got going on, some positive things. And we're going to talk about what needs to happen at the midterms this year. So, guys, I'm telling you, phone line's going to be open. I'm taking calls. So if you guys want to call and say anything that's worth hearing, then we definitely will take your call. Number again, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. My hands.
strong, a man afraid of nothing. I have the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
did I let you in when I said close you off? You tend to seep in time and time again. I should have been more cautious before I decided to take you off. Then maybe I would not be stuck in this predicament. I should have set my barrier. I should have set my barrier. Because you still feel the cost when you lost. And when the thrill is gone, you watch it crash and burn. What's it really worth? No common ground, no neutral turf. I'm trying to take a little time to turn this into something good, but it never turns on like it should. And by the time I figured out the something was better than nothing, hey, the bad outweighed the good. I should have set my barrier. I should have set my barrier.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Hey, babe. Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, before we get into what we need to talk about, there is places that play this show. And I know, you know, I've seen some of the comments, and I've heard some of the things that some of the people actually say about the show, and yes, it is on the internet, but the show is actually on iHeartRadio. It's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on soon to be Shoutcast, and it's played in many different states. Some people are playing it on the radio stations. The show has gained a lot of popularity over the years. And, you know, and I, you know, just like right now, I really want to take the time to thank those places that continue to support the show, like Little Rock, Arkansas, Bakersfield, California. You guys have been extremely generous to me, more generous than the people that I live near in my area have been with the show. South Philly, Chicago, I appreciate you guys. Always supporting the show in New York. I'm surprised that I get such a huge following in New York also, but thank you guys for continuing to check out the show. Houston, Tacoma, oh gosh, there's so many places. I hope I haven't forgotten. I know I have forgotten some, but I appreciate you guys for supporting the show. I do this show for you, and I hope that we are able to really, really grace the airwaves of 105.3 here in Charlotte, in the Charlotte area. You know, it's a shame that we're not on the air in the area that I'm at. So I just hope that you guys can understand that it's a process. And there's some things that I got going on with the show right now that are really getting ready to take off. So hopefully in the next few weeks to months that we can really get things going. Now, I had a clip that I was going to play, and the clip is from the great Dick Gregory, and he had a message to young black boys, well, young black people, that is. And I want you to listen to this message, and when we go into this message and when we come out, we're going to talk a little bit about why I think Dick Gregory kind of wasted his breath on that. And I love Dick Gregory. But it's not to his fault. So I want you guys to just listen to what he has to say. So here's the clip of the late, great Dick Gregory's advice to young blacks.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayer is not thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere, with the type of amusement and friendliness And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you.
Now, I'm going to stop that clip right there. I'm not going to play the rest because that's really what I wanted you to hear. Now, Dick Gregory said something that was very important. He says, do not raise your children to try to be better than the next race. I have thoughts on that. And I understand you got to know Dick Gregory to know what he meant by that. The next most important part that I wanted you to take from that clip is the fact that he focused on businesses. Now, I told you before I played this clip that I was going to explain to you why I feel like he wasted his breath in that. And I'm going to take a second now and just talk to the black community. It amazes me how we as black people continue to put one another down. It amazes me how we as black people continue to port one another. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Now, I don't want this to sound racist or nothing, because anybody that knows me knows that I am not racist by any means, and that this show platform, the platform of this show, is for everybody, blue, green, brown, purple, orange, I don't care what color you are. But when you continue to give your all to your community, continue to give your all to your community, and you can't even get them to at least hear what you're trying to say or acknowledge what you're trying to do in the community. That's an issue. You know, and I'm going to talk about me for a second. I have a lot of friends on social media sites. Facebook's one of them. And it amazes me how I never hear from some people until they want me to do something for them. But if I just ask you to do something simple as to go to iHeartRadio and click you like the show, I can't get people to do that. But yet and still, we sit up and we fuss and we complain about the Trump administration and what's going on in the office of the White House. And look, I get it. Trust me, I get it. We got some royal clowns going around and some buffoonery going around here. But when have we not had buffoonery going on around here? And again, I'm talking to the black community right now. You complain about what's going on that level, but then on the same level, if you got someone who's opened up a small business in your community or in your area that can serve your community and ask you for a little help, you turn your back. You decide you don't want to. But then you get up here, and if somebody calls you the N-word or somebody calls you out your name or fires you, you want to march. You want to march till the soles of your shoes come off. And I don't understand that. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Those of you that do not want unity, that do not want to see the next person come up or help the next person get to the level that they need to be so that they can help you or put them in the position to help you, but yet and still on the same token, you want to quote things from Dr. King. I think you should just go work on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. I don't think you should be allowed to take it off. If you are not one of these who practice what you preach and try to really put together some unification throughout the community, especially with your community first. You can't help nobody else of another race. And this is real. You can't help nobody else of another race until you help yourself out and acknowledge that there are problems within your own community. You can't go outside of your community and want to save the world if your own community is tore up in shambles. If you stand out in your porch and you see high school dropouts, if you see drugs sold on your corner, if you see teenage pregnancy, if you see crime at an all-time high in your community, how can you go and help somebody else's community? How can you even critique what someone else is doing until you have stepped off your porch and have tried to help with what's going on in your community? Right now, guys, is the time that we need to get serious about this unity thing. I'm tired of people saying we're going to unify, we love each other. Man, that's BS. That's BS because we show each other a whole lot different than unification. I have never in my life seen so many 20 and 30 year friendships over a discussion over politics. It amazes me. Me personally, I have lost friends because of my views over politics. And I'm going to be honest with you. The political realm, they don't care about none of us. And we're setting up losing friendships over this. It amazes me. It amazes me. I sit back and I watch and I read. Especially, we're going to talk about Facebook a second. I read a lot of posts that people put on Facebook. And I find it absolutely hilarious to the arguments over some of the silliest things. Look. I don't like who's in office, but I don't want our nation to be failures, guys. I literally see people who want us to do bad because they don't like who's in office. I don't understand that. And we concentrate on that too much. We concentrate on that way too much because there are things going on in our communities right now that we need to be handling on the first and foremost of situations right now. We still got those, how do you call them, fake Leon Lonnie Loves that's walking around in churches and mosques and synagogues, wherever. They're walking around and they're selling wolf tickets, and you got people who are just buying them left and right. And, you know, the area I'm in right now, I would think that in 2018, we are more diverse to understand and know that there is more than Christianity out there. Look, no one's trying to tell you your religion's wrong, but at some point in time, you're going to have to acknowledge that there is different paths to God that people have taken. And just because their path doesn't mean that they show up on a Sunday morning and give all their money to the pastor who's going to eat good and probably live in a house that you're paying for and driving a car that you're paying for, but if you go and ask pastor for some money for your rent or your light bill, they got to take it to the deacon board. They can just say yes. And then sometimes it's a no. But yet still, your money's went in that plate every week. We ain't even going to go there. We ain't even going to go there. But it's some of those guys that have not done what they are supposed to do as leaders. Look, I'll be the first to tell you that the church is the cornerstone of every community. But at what point in time are we going to start demanding our pastors to come from behind the pulpit and come out in the community and start meeting the people and seeing the hurt that's going on in the community and the need for unification. I'm telling you, there is a need for unification in the community, not only in all communities, but in the black community, there is some need for unification. And you guys are continuing to follow these fake leaders who want TV time, who want press time, but don't want to give you none of their time. And I don't understand that. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, if you want to call in, I'll put you on the air. We can talk about it. I'm going to open the lines up today because I think that this is something that we need to really get out in the open. All this division is ridiculous to me. It's ridiculous. And we have young people watching us. Hell, we've already failed and shown them that we can't come together and stick up for nothing. But you know what? These young people now, they are sticking together and they're showing us how to do this. Things that we know. We just not implementing it. But we'll go spend $50 on some lottery tickets. That's a whole other story. 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely in the day with Jay.
And too many mornings fill Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Sandra Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
Excuse me, I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, Cancun, Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops, someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success, Gastonia's hope for the future.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 646-716-7106. Guys, before we left, we were talking a little bit about what needs to happen in our community and why we are not getting the picture. And I'm telling you, there's a lot that we are not getting that we need to start getting and quit bickering over things that we cannot control. I don't understand that. We're bickering over things that have already happened. We need to deal with it. But what we need to really deal with is what's going on in our backyards and our own communities. If we don't start looking at what's going on in our own communities, I'm telling you, we are setting our young people up for failure. I do not want to have any parts because we didn't give them the knowledge and discipline that they need and that they deserve to make them successful. We got the blueprint. We've had the blueprint all our lives, and we just decided we weren't going to share it with nobody. But right now is the time to share it, guys. Right now is the time to do what we need to do to make sure that our young people are going to get to the next level. Number to call, 646-716-7106. I had somebody in the chat room ask me, so what do I think we should be doing? I'll tell you exactly what I think we should be doing. We should be paying very close attention to education in our community. We should demand, I ain't asking for nothing, we should demand that our young people get the very best education that they can possibly get in a public school setting. All this mess about there's no school money, it's ridiculous. We need to start putting the right people in office on a local level that's going to make sure that they are going to do the things that they want them to do, that they elect them to do. And stop just putting people in there because they're Democrat or Republican. I'm telling you, that's where you're messing up. That's where you're messing up. Stop looking at labels for things. Start looking at what someone can do for your community. Hold them accountable. If they don't do what they're supposed to, vote them out. As simple as that. Start taking your young people with you when you go to the polls, guys. I'm telling you, you don't know what kind of impact that makes on them. Every time we go, we take our young boys with us. They go to the polls with us, so they know the process. So they'll know, yes, your vote does count. I don't care what a person that tells me their vote don't count, I don't even want to talk to you, because that's just a whole another level of ignorance. Your vote does count. It does count. Now, am I going to say that everything's going to up and up? No, because I don't know. But your vote does count. And especially on a local level is where you can make wonders happen. If you just listen to the people and what they have to offer and put the right people in there. And going back to the black community, we need to start taking care of one another. We need to start helping one another. We need to start supporting one another. If you got a business and if there's something that I can do for you, reach out to me. But on the same token, if there's something you can do for me or anybody else, at least attempt to help. Don't just look at a person because they your same ethnic background or your same race. We just say it as it is. And you're like, nah, I ain't even trusting him. And you know, the sad part is we've proven to each other time after time after time that sometimes you can't trust each other. But we got to get out that mindset. If we don't get out that mindset and start trusting one another, we are going to always be on the bottom, guys. Always going to be on the bottom. You know, I reached out to a couple of people, radio guys that I know, to see if we could do a little networking or whatever the case may be. Man, I ain't never been so disappointed in my life. I don't understand people. But on the same token, if you ask me, I got you. If it's within my power, I got you. Now, if it's not within my power, we'll put our heads together and find out how we can get it done. But I'm not just going to flat out tell you no and just keep on moving or ignore you, tell you yes and then ignore you. That's not who I am. But there's a lot of people out there like that, and that's what's going on between people in the urban communities. Number to call 646-716-7106. Now, that's one of the first things I would do. I would look at education. I will make sure that our education is what it should be, at and above and beyond. Secondly, I would look at who we put in our local office, in the commissioners and the councilman seats, and just know that, do they really have our best interests? Those are the things that I will be asking myself. Those are the things that I would be rallying the community to ask themselves and to find out. Then I would look at what jobs are in the area and what we can do to make sure that the jobs are staying in this area. Those are things that need to happen. If we don't make those things happen, then we're lost. And I don't think that we're in the predicament right. We're in a situation right now where we can be too lost and prevail on top. It's not how it goes, guys. And lastly, I would seriously look at having my own business within the community. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to have your own business. But the more businesses, small-owned businesses that are in the community, the more that money can be spent within the community, the more prosperous that community can continue to be or will be if we do things the right way. Now, I ain't going to say that's a perfect world. I know I see you guys. A lot of people say that's in a perfect world. Okay, so we're not in a perfect world. So what do? We adjust the things that are not going right, and we make them go right in our perfect world, in our world, to make it perfect in our eyes. Those are the things I would do. I would stop concentrating on how a person prays, but more so how that person treats me and how productive that person can be in the community. Those are the things I look at. I could care less how you pray, who you pray to, what I don't care. Your path to God is your path to God. My path is my path. I could care less. Who you kiss at night is none of my business. But if you can help me get this community park going, or you can help me rally for this local business to not get shut down because they don't have the clientele that they should have, then I'm all for you. But all that other stuff is obsolete to me. And people who sit up and worry about gay rights, homosexual rights, and this, that, and the other, get a life. People should not sit and worry about things that they have no control over. But they do. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Malcolm X, one of the most articulate, something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Whatever other negative characteristics you can think of, types of persons.
Wherever they are, the
teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are
of the impact that it had upon me, and given me a desire to reform myself
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first
Ghana,
time
New
in
York
my life,
City,
and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson,
that it has upon others,
Memphis,
this is what made me
accept. The cry is always
and
the same.
Being,
we want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Real quick, guys, some of you in this chat room, you're asking me about the Independent Artist Festival. Let me tell you what that is. For the last 5 years, now this is crazy. For the last 5 years, I have had what's called an independent artist festival. You guys know how I feel about my independent artists. I tell you each and every time that I will put any of my independent artists up against a mainstream artist, and they'll knock them out the box any given day. That's how much love I got for my indie artists. Because I understand the struggle, and I give them this platform to play their music. A lot of the music, if not all of the music that I play on this show, is from indie artists. And you guys would never know that it's from indie artists because they are so polished. And, you know, some of them are doing big things, like the guy that I just played a minute ago. You know, he used to sing backup for Bobby Brown. And his name is Relion, and he's from Atlanta. He was on the Monique show. He's a good guy, very talented guy, very polished guy, but he's an indie artist. I've had some of these guys come and perform at the Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia. We've had it in Gastonia the last 5 years. I'm going to have it this year also, but I cannot believe how many people don't know about the Independent Artist Festival. We have a pretty good turnout. I can't believe how many people don't know about the Independent Artist Festival, and we've had it for the last 4 or 5 years. Well, this will make the fifth year. And, you know, I don't get sponsorship from nobody to do these festivals. I foot the bill. I do everything out of my pocket. And when I go and I ask friends, colleagues in the field of what I do, and just pull out no for a $50, $100 donation. They look at me like I'm crazy. They look at me and they, I'm not giving you nothing. And that's how they act. But yet and still, these be the same people I see walk through the doors of the artist festival. It is absolutely amazing to me that people are like that. And it's with that type of mentality is what's going to keep us on the lower end of the totem pole. I don't know what point in time that we're going to realize that it has to change. You know, I was watching something today, and you know, the young lady hit it right on the head. People who do the same thing and expect different results are insane. And these are some of the people that do the same thing but want a different result. You're insane. Speaking of this year's Independent Arts Festival, we're still trying to land a spot. There's two places that I really want to look at having this festival. One is Lorraine Mill, and the other is the Conference Center in Gastonia. We used to have the festival. We've had the last four festivals behind the Conference Center in Gastonia, and it was a really good turnout. But, again, as I'm saying, I'm doing this by myself, so I really would appreciate, you know, my listeners, the guys that's listening by Facebook or Instagram or Periscope or the internet or by another radio station somewhere that this show is broadcasting. If you can help inbox me, I don't care, 5, 10, 15, whatever you can do will help. That will get me where I need to be. and can make this a great festival this year, because I want this festival to be one that goes down in the books as a great festival. We're looking to have this festival this year sometime in September. I was going to have it this summer, but I think we're going to look at having it sometime in September. So whatever you can do to help me out, or even if you just want to donate to the radio show, the cause of the radio show, please do so. Inbox me. Inbox me the show out on iHeartRadio. You can check the show out on Blog Talk. You can check the show out on Shout, Shoutcast. The show is in many different states that they are playing it on their stations. I'm not going to make a fuss about it right now. I do want to get paid from it, but I ain't going to make a fuss about it because I need the exposure. I need for you guys to understand that that's all I got is this show, and I do this show for you. And you know, and I just thank you guys for everything you have done in supporting the show, but I need more support. So, guys, please reach out to me. Help me make this a great independent artist festival, because this is one that we are really, really, truly going to need. Now, I want it to go down as a great festival, because there's lots of things that need to be done. We're reshaping the communities in Gaston County, and it starts with unification. And as I was told one time by Minister Farrakhan, the greatest unifier in the history of the existence of man is music. Music is the greatest unifier that we can have, and I have lots of it, and I have lots of people that are bringing you music. So let's put that to use, and let's make sure that we are doing what we need to do for one another. I'll take time now to thank all you guys for checking out the show. I do this show for you. I love you guys with the greatest love that I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day, and I would be more than selfish to not want to give it to you. So I love you guys. Continue to check out the show. We're going to have some great people on this week. We're going to have the owner of the Charlotte Bats coming on in the next couple of days. I might be having Amari back from Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel, Discovery Channel's hit show, Naked and Afraid. She might be back this week. And we got a whole lot of people that we're going to be talking to in the next couple of weeks. So, guys, check out the show. Continue to check out the show. And know that I do this show for you. If I don't see you again, I tell you guys I love you. And peace and many blessings. You guys are live in the dream.